on Tuesday's Day Today talks about issues of personal finance with Michelle Singletary. She writes the Color of Money column for the Washington Post. She's also Day Today's regular personal finance guru, and she joins us from our studios in Washington. Michelle, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
And what we have for you this week are questions from day-to-day listeners. So here we go. We'll just caution people that Michelle is not a registered financial advisor anywhere. She just has good tips on personal finance. And with that in mind, let's begin.
Okay.
Okay, here's a question from a listener and a parent who worries that searching for the best public schools has just come at enormous financial cost. He writes, "Dear Michelle, we totally bought into the whole must have a house in the best school district thing and sunk a wad of cash into a house we don't like in a neighborhood we don't like at a price that was ridiculous. But the school is great. However, the mortgage is so high it compromises our ability to save real money. Is this really an investment? Should we be concerned? And are you in the market for a house in Chapel Hill, North Carolina?" Michelle?
First of all, I'm not in the market for a house.
All right. No on that one. Go on.
Okay. Is this an investment? I think you should always treat your house as a place to live. You certainly hope that the value will go up, but you don't want to count on that. So you want to get a house that you can afford to live in today and tomorrow. Should they be concerned? Absolutely. This letter writer told me, in addition to this, that they bought so much house that they are crunched. So they decided to go for that school district. That's fine. But now they're going to have to work extremely hard to cut out any expenses that are not necessary so they can build up their savings.
Okay. Here's another question. "Dear Michelle, I don't like being a pack rat, but I must admit I can't seem to throw away bank statements and other stuff, regardless of how old they are. Are there any simple guidelines as to how long it would be best to hold on to bank statements and cleared checks before it's okay to shred them?" Michelle?
Great question. And I'm a pack rat, so I'm not sure I was originally the best person to answer this. But in talking to experts and doing some research, in terms of your bills and your bank statements, generally speaking, you should probably keep them about a year. The canceled checks you can get rid of once you have any information about whatever it is that you bought. Because if your house gets broken into, or God forbid that it catches on fire, you want to have proof that you had these major purchases. So those kinds of things, you know, for large purchases, you want to keep as long as you have that large item. Credit card bills and statements you want to keep for about a year. When it comes to your tax records, however, the IRS recommends that records such as receipts, canceled checks, and other documents that prove a deduction, that you want to keep it for at least the statute of limitations, in other words, how long they can audit you. So usually this is 3 years from the date the return was due or filed, and also 2 years from the date the tax was paid, whichever is later. So in other words, with your IRS documents, you want to keep them for several years, particularly if they back up a deduction.
Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column for the Washington Post. She's Day Today's regular financial commentator, and she joins us from our studios in Washington, D.C. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
And listeners can write Michelle with other questions. Write us at daytoday@npr.org and put question for Michelle in the subject line.